Ethandune. Pour your glory, Lord, on the struggling king, who by your hand ransomed the ravaged land. Illuminate the faces of your people, who bled for you on every slaughter field. And kindle, Comforter, our uncouth hearts, that we may burn to do your will and earn the blessings, not the curses, of our ancestors. The pagan Danes had conquered the four kingdoms. Clerics and kings, churls and thanes they'd slain, while the living they plundered and enslaved. Alfred, caked with the blood of friend and foe, tasted the dregs of that envenomed horn, but granted faith and craft by our dear Savior, he steeped old Godrum's host in faith and fear, and steered the stubborn oarsmen from our soil. Long years the heathens raged, led by strong kings. They splashed ashore and seized Northumbria, and crowned a puppet king who purchased peace. They martyred Edmund Rex and set a puppet on the East Anglian seat. He purchased peace. They maimed the Mercian host at Holy Repton. Their new-made puppet, Quaking, purchased peace. Alone, the West Saxons kept their Cuning, whose throne Woden-descended Certich reared when Arian Theodoric ruled Rome. Alone, the tender mercies of our father spared Alfred's people from the sword of Gorm, though Alfred, too, had purchased peace at Wilton, at Wareham, and again at Exeter. After seeing the Danes across his border, trailing them up the Fossway to the Thames, King Alfred, Pius Athelf's youngest son, retired with his troops to Chippenham, where Athelwulf had built a hunting lodge. The Saxon captain loved that timbered den, surrounded by tall trees, where, as a boy, when Osber lived, his godly Jutish dam, he'd seen his sister Mary Mercian Burgred, and where his own brood, now scrapped and scrabbled. The meadows round about fed browsing cattle, the neighboring woodlands pastured deer and swine, and brown hares could be taken everywhere.